This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is 7 after the hour here on the DJV program. Excuse me, you're all. If it isn't, well, it is the rain, the moisture. I felt in California this past weekend more like a, not that I don't feel like a human being most of the time, but I didn't have the same stuff in terms of what comes out of all of the allergies and that sort of thing. But yeah, Jennifer has, you know, she's suffering from, and she's not with us for the next couple of days. Victoria, you've had it, and Jay, certainly you've had it. And it's usually brought about by moisture in the air, compounded with dust and other things that I had an allergy test last week to find out what the heck is the reason for my voice cracking as much as it does. I think a lot of people around the country are going through this. And one wonders if we put all of the focus on the epidemic, the pandemic, whatever that word is. I think pandemic is overused. It's a situation,
well,
maybe it is.
Well, definitionally, though, that's just because it affects numerous countries.
Yeah. Okay.
People went nuts on CNN when they called it a pandemic, and they had to issue a statement like, this is just the actual definition of it. It was so bizarre. People lost their minds over that phrase. I don't know why.
Pan does refer to a multitude of locations. That's kind of what that reference does. And if you look around at the population and doses of vaccine, or just looking at state-by-state totals of people who are getting sick, the good news is the numbers are going down dramatically. And then if you look at the numbers as they apply, the states with the highest vaccination rate, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Maine, Vermont, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Colorado, this is interesting, California, Oregon, Washington, and then under, this is 70% or more have had two shots, all right? Massachusetts and New Hampshire are in the 60% plus category, and then you go into, you know, the Carolinas and over into Utah and Nevada, and then 50%. It's very interesting. Texas, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin. But 40% or less are all the southern states and Missouri, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. We were talking about the happiness quotient and where people are the happiest. It seems that in terms of relativity of what's around and what generally, I guess, makes people happy, having good health and having a good job and, you know, that stuff, good relationships. Also, the states with the lowest, the number of people vaccinated, lower than 40%, Montana, North Dakota, Wyoming, and Idaho, Indiana, West Virginia. I'm surprised around Indiana. I don't know why. I just am. So, at any rate, the happiness quotient, what is the thing that you want most for yourself and your family as you are thinking about, you know, the things that are most important? Health, right? Being able to afford the things that you think are necessary for your family. What did you say, Victoria, the average income family-wide in Mississippi was $61,000?
$62,000 is the household income.
The poverty rate, or at least the last time I checked, any number below $48,000 or $49,000 a year. Now, I can remember, and it goes back to when I was younger, I guess when I first started to make money at $1.35 an hour, it's a far cry from $15 an hour, everything costs less. It's all relative. You know, people talk about what it was like then and what it's like now. Everything is relative. And it always, you think about, if you really look at this strategically, what a vicious circle or cycle, maybe both, it is for inflation, wage increases, and it starts with wage increases. People want to get paid more. Okay, So you get the 3% raise, or you get a 5% raise, or whatever it is. Well, that means that whoever you're working for has to charge more for whatever product or service that they're offering and in the arena that you're working in. So that starts that just starts the cycle. And because they have to charge more, then they got to get more from the people who are their supplier. You know how it works? It just goes, that's where it starts. So in a wonderfully novel view of the world, if we never gave anybody any pay raises, would we have no inflation?
Well, no, and also you have a lot of managers and business owners who want their employees to do more than one job while still only paying them for one job.
Mm-hmm. But does that? But I'm just talking about pay in general for whatever you do. If you, there are the other side of that coin is, Jay, there are a lot of people who work for companies. If you have one job and then you're given another assignment, you're given more pay to do the extra assignment. It isn't always.
Yeah, more often than not, companies, if you're a salaried employee, you're not getting a raise if they add more onto your job description.
Mm-hmm.
That's happened to me a million times. It's happened to everyone I know. Yeah, that's
people. Yeah, people will get fired, and then those job roles will fall on somebody else, and that person does not get any more pay.
Exactly. The person,
so,
yeah, exactly.
Does
people
that mean
always
the boss
think
is a
that.
Bad guy,
oh, if somebody. Well, no, it's companies. It's just that's how big companies work. I mean, it's a fool's errand to think. And I have said this to my husband, because we both have worked for large media companies. And you know, if somebody gets let go, or if they restructure a department, people always think around the water cooler. Oh, well, now there's more money to give us raises. That never happens ever.
Hmm. So, well, I don't know about it. Never happens. It's happened
not
to me.
In large companies. I mean, it's very rarely. Not in very large companies.
Mm. Speaking of large companies, Facebook is not going to have a particularly good week, it looks like, because there are more whistleblowers and there are more reports coming in. You want to explain? And how does this impact everybody that is using Facebook, Victoria?
Well, it's not going to impact the users at all. I mean, you can choose to still use Facebook if you want, but there are more and more reports coming out that not only did Facebook not do anything about the quote-unquote stop the steal and the Patriot Party and the Proud Boys and the QAnon stuff and all the, the attempts to organize to, storm the Capitol, the reports are showing that they literally did nothing because they made more money. There was more ad revenue. And there were just, I mean, as once again, this isn't the bottom line is Facebook only cares about profit over anything else. And now they're being called on it in a very large way. Every major news outlet has been sitting on this report.
But what else are they supposed to think about? I mean, the stockholders want to get their money. That's what the job is. If you have a stock company, if you have a publicly traded company, the job is to get the most money back. I'm playing the devil's advocate here.
Yeah, because it's the same thing as if a pharmaceutical company has made a drug that's making people sick. Sure, the stockholders are going to be happy because they're going to be selling a lot more of that drug. But, like, where does the public interest have to come in to play? And so it's the same thing with Facebook. I mean, they have now admitted that, yes, individuals who were using their own names and their own profiles, they weren't hiding. They were right out there saying, stop the steal, and we're going to go and storm the Capitol, and it's all right there. And Facebook did nothing to take it down. They didn't even tamp it down.
Speaking of storming the Capitol, have you seen the number of allegations? The investigators are saying that there are people who are saying they had meetings with members of Congress about the events of January 6th, that is the plan. Is right. The rally organizers that are being pursued by certain investigators have leveled some pretty explosive allegations against members of Congress and members of the White House. Staff at the White House knew it was going to be this attack.
But why is this a surprise? This is what we've been saying all along. That's why this investigation is important. This went to the highest levels. The hotel that was I forget the name of the hotel, which I wouldn't even want to give them advertising anyway, but the name of that hotel that came out that they were holding meetings and organizing all this stuff. I mean, of course, this went all the way up to the highest levels. It went to
President
Trump himself.
So how are they going to get a fair shake? How are they going to? But it's so political. How is it going
to
be?
Why should they get a fair shake when they tried to literally upend our democracy?
Because I think there are a lot of people that I think you don't have, you don't, two wrongs don't make a right. They should get a fair shake because that's the way the information should come out, not one-sided or another. That's the problem. It's been too one-sided on one side or the other side. There have been those who are on the side of the protesters. Oh, we were just doing what we were, you know, the government allows us to do or whatever the Constitution allows us to do. And then other sources suggest that the people involved were directly connected to the White House.
Yeah,
and
this was,
so what is that?
Everyone knew this was happening. I don't. Yeah,
I didn't.
Well,
I put it out of my mind because I think it's so it's so counterproductive to keep digging in the same hole and not where you do. We need to know. We know what happened. It's
well,
clear.
But we don't because you
oh,
just,
I think we
I've
do.
Said. Well, no, you've said all along that you know that you put it out of your mind. People
because
on
I
the
think
left
I know
have
what
said
happened.
This is an outrage.
Well,
but now you're
but
surprised.
People on the left, they're trying. No, I'm not really surprised. I guess
well,
what
you're
I'm
sounding
saying is,
surprised
I,
that this
I
was
think
so
it,
organized.
It goes beyond. Well, no, I'm not surprised it was organized. I'm surprised there were people that are in Congress who ought to be stripped of their job, of their, well, I guess, the, yeah, the job.
Well, Jim Jordan has changed his statement numerous times. Tommy Tuberville, who is the new senator from Alabama, he admits he was on the phone with Trump that day. I mean, this is not, they're really,
what did he, talk
to
Trump about? What did he
won't admit to anything. He just says that he spoke to him and there was someone else who Trump apparently called the wrong congressperson. He wanted to get to Tommy Tuberville and so he called the wrong senator. That senator handed the phone to Tuberville and there was a coordinated conversation. Jim Jordan he's admitted to that.
So what does it do to us? How does this fix anything? That would be my
well,
question.
I think people who broke the law should be prosecuted. Trump doesn't want, he's been filing so many lawsuits, he doesn't want any of this stuff out because he wants to run again. And if you're a president who tried to incite an insurrection, how do you get to run again?
Trump's never going to get reelected. He can run from now until the 12th
of May. I don't know, yeah. I think it could happen.
Yeah. All right, so I want to know in the next half hour how, what's going on with the information that's coming out, the Rust movie. The story Alec Baldwin, we were talking about that, and that's been on the DJV download, by the way. There's that, plus some FDA information that we talked about on the download. The download is something we do every day that sort of is a synopsis of what we've done on the air through our 3 or 4 hours of live on the air. So if you want to get an update of the important things, you can get that podcast, DJV download, at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you curbside. Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone taps, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now, 23 after the hour, it's time for us to visit, when it comes to social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, visit with each other that way. And so we have, I want to continue the conversation because Victoria's here, Jay. We didn't have it with her earlier on about fake famous. And I got to believe, got to think that Victoria probably with her husband has watched that HBO special. Have you?
No.
Fake?
I know.
You haven't?
No.
Do you know?
I know about it, but yeah.
You do. Okay, so what do you know? The reason that I'm bringing it up here, I saw it, I watched it last night on the plane coming back from California, and I hadn't been aware of it. You know, I sort of am uneasy or uncomfortable with all of this generation, the generation that has become so obsessed with being famous or being an influencer or being popular, if you will, and what that leads to. So this HBO documentary goes through, they actually bring a bunch of people in who are 20 or so, 20 in their 20s, to create an ambiance that will make them famous. And it goes through the magic, I guess, magic is my word for it, not necessarily the word that would be applicable here, the idea that you can do nothing and become famous for doing nothing. And these people who were interviewed all are obsessed with being famous. The documentary starts with an overview of the Pink Wall in Los Angeles. You all familiar with the Pink Wall?
And oh, yeah. They're
people coming.
Instagram worthy spot.
Right. People come to California.
They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems that it's more of a focus in L.A. than it is anywhere else. People will come there just to go to the wall and have their picture taken, doing whatever. So anyway,
there's one in Nashville that had a line like around multiple blocks.
Oh, there's a couple places, but yeah, the famous one,
the one with the wings,
what lifts you.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, I just find it fascinating that the effort is people's lives are that shallow. Is that too pejorative on my part? It's just shallow. And it started with the Kardashians, I guess, or with that group of people that just wanted to be famous, and they didn't do anything, and yet they became famous.
Famous
for doing nothing.
Partying and the Paris Hiltons. And
I was going to say, Paris Hilton really predates. Yeah, exactly.
What does that do for our understanding of values? What are our values? Is it that we're going to have a whole generation that's done nothing in their lives except try to be famous?
Well, I think it's a health situation, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's oversaturated, and it's a big mental health issue because you have this whole generation, and it's not just Gen Z. There are some older people in the older generations, too, who tie their self-worth to how many likes they're getting on social media.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. All right, in social media, trending items, Vanessa Bryant has described how she learned about her husband dying in a helicopter. I said, I'm surprised that that's just coming out now. What does she say, Jay?
Well, it's in the recent court deposition where she's suing the L.A. County Sheriff's Department over the emotional distress because they took a bunch of pictures. There were personal photographs that were taken by these people in authority. Yeah. And she was saying how she found out about the crash because the family assistant was knocking on the door around 11:30 a.m. At that exact same time, TMZ broke the news of the NBA star's death. The police department was telling her they can't give her any real information until she comes to the police department in Malibu, closest to the Calabasas crash. The family lived in Orange County, so the assistant drove them to the airport. They couldn't charter a helicopter because the weather was too bad. It was too foggy. And then somebody else had to drive them all the way up to Malibu just to get to the police station.
Mm-hmm. And they weren't told what happened that whole ride, or they did know?
They knew that there was a crash, but the assistant had said that there were 5 survivors. Reports on TV were saying there were no survivors, and unfortunately, yeah, the police department couldn't really give them much information until they showed up in person.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation is a measure of the rate of rising prices of goods and services in an economy. Inflation can occur when prices rise due to increase in production costs, such as raw materials and wages. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on CNN Sunday says inflation is here to stay through 2022.
Americans haven't seen inflation like we've experienced. On a 12-month basis, the inflation rate will remain high into next year because of what's already happened. The COVID shock to the economy has caused disruptions that we'll be working through over the next year.
Since this time last year, gas is costing us 43% more. Inflation over the years, $1 in 1940, is equivalent to the purchasing power of about $19.59 today. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz said on Newsmax Sunday, the nine justices of the U.S. Supreme Court are good and decent people, but they're also political people who at times will base their decision on political factors.
Well, it depends on the time. Bush versus Gore, 5-4, Republicans versus Democrats. Recently, the three Democrats seem to be voting in tandem. Both sides claim they're applying the Constitution. The Heller case is a perfect example. You had two extensive opinions, each citing the history and concluding that clearly their side is right. I want to give good faith to each of the nine justices, most of whom I know and I have known for years. They're good and decent people. They are political people. They were appointed by political presidents. They were appointed in order to achieve political results. Sometimes they follow it. Sometimes they don't. I remember President Clinton was very disappointed when the justices he appointed voted against him in the Paula Jones case. And President Trump was very disappointed when the justices that he appointed voted against him. But that's the nature of thing. You put on a robe, yep, and you at least are supposed to be non-political. Yep. Look, I agree with you, though, and I agree with the polls that show that most Americans think that politics plays a role in the Supreme Court. And that's why we have this commission thinking about expanding the Supreme Court, which would be the most political thing you could possibly do.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This magic moment.
34 past the hour. All right, crank this up, will you please, Bill?
Until I kiss you. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too. By the look in your eyes, sweeter than a wine.
So, as a kid growing up, and maybe as a disc jockey in my early radio years, listening to music of Jay and the Americans, one of the things that gave me goosebumps. And listening to this now gives me goosebumps all over again. There were three lead singers for Jay and the Americans. First one was a guy named Jay Traynor, who has passed. And then the one who's probably most famous was, his name was, well, he called himself Jay Black. His real name was David Blatt. And he's a Brooklynite. And if you ever looked at him or you ever listened to him sing, you could tell he was one of those guys, came out of the doo-wop sound in New York. It was so unique and so different. And he had a voice that could hit notes like you wouldn't be. If you ever have, if you have Karamia there, Phil, that'll bring back some memories for those who are not just my age. It may not affect too much, although, Jay, you made mention of it in our trending stories. Whether Victoria's a fan, I'm going to suggest that her mother, Fancy Nancy, was probably a fan of Jay Black.
She loves all the same stuff that you do. Yep.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, they first became famous because they opened for the Beatles in their first concert tour, and then they became wildly popular, and they had so many big, big hits. This guy had such a huge voice. Listen to this.
My heart wants to die.
The notes that he hits. I've got an album. Well, I've got a CD, and when I'm traveling long distances and I put it in, I'll listen to these songs over and over and over again, especially this one. Crank this up. Will you listen to this guy's voice? And it's so typical of the American sound, uniquely American sound of the 60s and the 70s. These guys, there's another Jay now who sings lead because Jay Black had the falling out with the rest of the guys, and so he's been around. You know, he was always in concert as Jay Black, lead singer of the Jay and the Americans. But listen to this. This is just, how do you... And the guy, if you remember seeing him, he has been prominently featured in a number of those, the PBS story, the PBS tributes to pop music that T.J. Levinsky has produced over the years. And there's at 70 something, he could hit this note. Hey, crank it up there. Bro. Can you imagine what your throat? Your lungs and your throat have to be able to do to hit a note like that and hold it like that. One more time. All right, here we go. End of song. Probably a half a dozen songs that they did this magic moment. Walking in the Rain, Cara Mia, Come a Little Bit Closer, I like Only in America. That was big with the Patriots of the time, if you will. So anyway, lots of great music came from them, and I thought probably we should mention it because he was an icon. He was, he was somebody that modeled himself a little bit after Roy Orbison, who had the same kind of a voice. By the way, and then you think back to Frankie Valli and some of the other musicians that I know. I'm talking gibberish to Jay and to Victoria, but so many people remember that stuff, and it stayed popular through. I noticed as listening to the radio in Los Angeles this past weekend. I've said this a number of times over the past. I don't know why it's been on my mind in the last month or so, but the 80s stations. The mania with 80s music and how whole formats and stations were built around the 80s music. Well, that worked for 3 or 4 years, and now people have become so tired of it because the folks that run the stations are playing the same songs. It's just over and over and over again. You hear the stations promoting no repeats between 9 and 5. Well, they've got a whole decade of music. They actually would, some of the stations would start with music from 79 and go to 1990, and there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of songs, but yet you hear the same Eagles song over and over again, and Ace of Base, and you know,
Bengals.
Yeah, right. It's the same songs over. So they killed the format, and now K Earth has gone back to playing music of the 70s with music of the 80s. And that's the most successful music station in Los Angeles. So it tells you there's more interest, even with people who are younger that weren't familiar, because there was enough music in the 70s. And great, actually, also on this, you all get a kick out of me when I take a plane trip, because I watch all this stuff that I'd never had time to see before. And so there is a documentary produced about the 1970s, 1971. There was two parts to it. Appeared on HBO. I think it was Netflix. But it was fascinating to watch the recount of what was going on and how important the individual Beatles became after they broke up to things that were a part of Americana. It wasn't England, it was America. They all lived in America at the time for the most part, especially John Lennon and his impact on culture and protesting and things. I got a whole different perspective on Yoko Ono by watching that from what I'd had, you know, before. A lot of people blame the breakup on her, and actually wasn't her, it was really George Harrison who was responsible for things kind of falling apart. But anyway, if you have a chance to watch it, it puts music and culture in a fabulous perspective, and the music that came out of Woodstock and the music that was a part of the drug, it's more a drug culture thing that people are focused on in the early 70s and how that influenced music. And then I thought to myself, well, was it the music that influenced the drug culture, or was it the drug culture that influenced the music? And, you know, you think about that, and think about music and what influences us today. Which comes first, the chicken or the egg, when it comes to pop culture stuff, whether it's movies, music, that sort of thing? Does music create change, or does it react to change? And that may be more so than...
Both, right?
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, because if a new music format comes along or a new sound comes along, then that can change the landscape. But also musicians and artists are the first to react to whatever's going on in society. So I think it's absolutely both.
Yeah. Jay, what did the two of you listen to? How important was music? I ask this because with me, as a kid growing up, music was very important. It was the farm was important, school was important. But music, the music of the 60s, which is when I matured, I suppose, grew up, when I was in college and stuff, that was such an important part of how I lived and what my thoughts were and, you know, why I did things even sometimes. Amazing.
Music is very important. I grew up on country and the oldies and pop music and rock music and classic rock music and show tunes. And I was one of those kids always putting on different dance routines for my mom, like every night, basically.
Really? Based on what? Where did you learn the moves? By watching American Bandstand or something? No, I wasn't around when you were.
Or I was in dance classes too as a kid, so making up my own moves and stuff. But it was very lyrical.
Mm-hmm.
That was my style, apparently. Sorry, Mom.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. Anyway, it's just worth.
Tainted Love was a big
one. Yeah. tell me maybe if you can think of the top four or five songs, both of you, that influenced you as kids growing up. Do you remember three or four, maybe four or five songs that
The Grease 2 soundtrack was very influential in my life. Joan Jett, Pat Benatar, but also the Beatles. I loved the Beatles growing up. And then Alan Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Why Alan
Jackson? My brother's a musician, and we're both very into music and lots of different genres. But my dad, being from Ireland, you know, he was a big fan of all the British Invasion stuff. Not the Beatles, but like the Stones and Zeppelin and Cream and Derek and the Dominoes and all the Eric Clapton stuff and Traffic. And so my parents had a 45-minute drive each way to school. And so my parents would alternate each day driving us. So one day it was my mom, Fancy Nancy, and all the stupid oldies with all that, you know, that high-pitched wailing that you like from Frankie Valli. So that was awful. Mm-hmm. And then the next day we would like to ride with my dad because it was the Stones and U2 and like all that. So yeah, we were really much more of a rock family. But you know, it's interesting, just over the weekend my mom had missed that segment that Tony Bennett that was featured on 60 Minutes with Anderson Cooper and Lady Gaga a couple
weeks
ago.
It's a great segment. Yeah,
and I said, Mom, did you see that, by the way? And she said, no. She said, we normally always watch 60 Minutes, but we just missed it. So I put it on for her. And, of course, you know, Lewis and my mom and I are all crying because I'd seen it once before. And it was so emotional. Yeah. And my mom, one year, my mom and dad's birthdays are 10 days apart. So my dad wanted Stones tickets for his birthday. And my mom wanted us to all go see Tony Bennett. So we went to see the Stones, and it was just my mom, or just my dad, my brother, and me, and we had amazing, amazing floor seats at Giant Stadium, and it was one of the most incredible shows ever. I mean, it was the Rolling Stones. It was amazing. And then 2 days later, we are at the PNC Bank Arts Center in Jersey.
For what it's worth, Victoria, I saw them at the at Dodger Stadium, and I was like in the fourth row. And it was an amazing watching people. I was so loud in the fourth row, I couldn't really hear anything. But the experience, the cultural experience of being in that setting with the mob, the crowd was a mob, really. And that's, anyway, so that
it was more organized in the 90s, the late 90s when I saw them. But probably saw them at a different time.
I saw them in the 90s, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But, yeah, and then so 2 days after we saw the Stones, my mom, the four of us are in the car. We're driving up to the PNC Bank Arts Center, which is an outdoor amphitheater kind of thing, like the Hollywood Bowl, but smaller. And so my mom says, now, look, I know you guys just saw Mick Jagger, and it was amazing, and you can't stop talking about it, but I really want you to keep an open mind. Tony Bennett is amazing. Well, I'm really glad that she took us to it because Tony Bennett was amazing. And watching him on the 60 Minutes special, my mom said to me, she said, you know, I'm really glad I made you kids go see Tony Bennett. And I said, Mom, I have to tell you that's one of the best parenting moves you ever gave us because it opened up my eyes and I've had such an appreciation for Tony Bennett. And the fact that Lady Gaga is just, I love her. And the way they sing together, it's transcendent. So, music has been a big, big part of our house, for sure.
Yeah, well, it really is. When you get down to the fabric of who you are, what do you listen to as you're working, and what are you thinking?
I seriously judge people when you say to them, oh, what kind of music do you like? And they go, I don't know, whatever's on the radio, or I don't really have a preference. I think there's something fundamentally wrong with you if you don't have a musical preference.
Uh-huh.
Well, they always follow it up with, well, okay, well, what channel do you listen to? You just listen to what's ever on the radio. What station are you typically listening to?
Mm-hmm.
There's certain people
they don't
know.
They don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Right. Preset number three.
You see, you're the enemy of of people that are trying to get to track the listening of people that listen to, whether it's talk or music, but it really is stimulating. It really is important. 48 after the hour here on the DJV program.
I'm Andy Solomon. The percentage of mental health emergency department visits for children and teens is on the rise. This is prompting pediatricians and child psychiatrists to join forces and declare a national state of emergency. Dr. Gabrielle Carlson, president of the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry.
Young people are experiencing increasing rates of depression, anxiety, trauma, loneliness, and suicidality. We are seeing this crisis play out in our own patients every day, but there's only so much we can do on an individual level.
The good news is that professionals believe this is a solvable crisis, but is going to take bold, immediate action to support young people. Dr. Warren Ng, President-elect for the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry.
We need policymakers to prioritize the mental health of young people through strong policies at all levels of government and federal funding.
Parents can go to healthychildren.org for more on how to support their children.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. The version of the show that you're listening to is now going to turn itself into the money pit, at least for a few moments. The podcast brilliance of Tom Kreitler, the newsletter brilliance, and the radio brilliance, and his facts about how you take care of your home can't be challenged. He's one of the experts that people look to both on radio and television around the country and in print or do we even say that anymore? Because nothing in print, right? Everything's online.
Oh, I get challenged all the time. Just ask my wife.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. Who's the second smartest person when it comes to it? Or maybe you're the second smartest and she's the first and you
think so.
Learn from
yeah.
her. All right, so here's listener Laura Lynn.
Yep.
Who has a fiberglass door installed in a storage room. She doesn't think the contractor used a primer and the paint is scratched. So yep. What is she, how can you tell? And just because the paint's scratched, that ain't got anything to do. If it's scratched, that isn't. If it's peeling, it's one thing. If it's scratched, it's
yeah,
something else,
that's,
right?
That's right, Doug. If it's peeling, then that's a good indicator. Generally speaking, when fiberglass doors come from the factory, they are pre-primed. It's usually a sort of finish that's applied, you know, before it gets to the store.
Isn't so it like, isn't it heat, like, isn't there heat applied to
I'm not
bake
sure
it
if
on,
it's heat
kind
applied.
Of?
I'm not sure if it's heat applied, but I do know that when you prime it inside a factory, you get sort of a perfect primer finish because, you know, you're controlling all of the conditions. It's not like when you're priming it when it's already attached to the outside of your house. But that said, if you need to repaint that, you do it just like you would any other door. You're going to sand it, of course, not with a machine, though. You're going to want to hand sand that. It's pretty fine sandpaper. I would probably, depending on how thick this paint is, I'd probably use something, you know, like around a 220 or a 320 paper to sand it, because we want to make sure that we rough up the surface just enough to help assure that the new primer sticks. And then I would go ahead and prime it. And I got to tell you, Doug, when it comes to primer, I feel like I've given the water-based primers a lot of chances.
Yeah.
I keep hearing how great they are.
Yeah, junk.
I keep trying, and I am continually disappointed.
No,
I tried
junk.
Another one this week on some water-stained spots.
Well, and think about it. It's water. It's water. It doesn't have the staying power, the sticking power. Even if you are using it for the second coat or use it in your house, I refuse to use. I buy Rust-Oleum or any number if you can find the old oil-based paints and use them, because they have in my house. When I moved into this house 6 years ago and redecorated it, I bought a whole bunch of Benjamin Moore paints.
Yep.
And made sure that they were oil based, so that, and the colors are, there's a sort of a British, I like, not shine, but what's it called? Satin, whatever that, the brighter finish is, that sort of,
gloss.
Gloss, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can't really get that with a water based paint either. Right.
Yeah, you know, and I was painting some metal shelving that I was going to be reusing for a basement project I'm doing. And I got to tell you, when I use my Rust-Oleum on that, when you put that on with a brush, you can feel the quality of that paint.
Exactly. Heavy.
Thick. The brush behaves differently. It drags that paint scene across.
Yeah.
And any brush marks that are in an oil finish, they instantly disappear, because the stuff takes so long to dry, which is actually a good thing, that the finish settles out and you can't see.
So how
did
we end up getting schnookered into going down this? I remember the lead
demand
stuff with gasoline.
We demand convenience.
You know, really, that's it?
We don't want to clean up.
It has nothing to do with the atmosphere or what the stuff contaminates and landfills and stuff.
Well, at one point, I think it did, Doug, but the thing is that those products are made now in much more environmentally friendly ways. So I don't think that that's a limitation anymore. It just comes down to convenience and quality.
So think of how silly it is. How much more work it is, because the water-based paints just don't last. So you have to paint twice as often, and you don't really like the results. Let's face it, if you know what good oil-based paint provides versus water-based paints. And so how have we gotten... Why do we stick with that?
I don't know, man. Maybe it's planned obsolescence, huh?
You think it is?
Like, you know, they could invent a tire that never wears out, but they won't.
No.
Because
or the car that never wears out. Yeah, right. Yeah. You can buy a car. You know, find a car that would never wear out or anything.
Yeah.
You could apply it to anything. But then there's no money in it, and so that's it. Yeah.
So, Laura Lynn, use an oil-based primer on that fiberglass door, and then put your top coat on, and it will be durable.
Okay.
It will last a long time.
But here's the question. Are they compatible? Because I remember you and I having this conversation, painting oil over white out of water based, it doesn't work.
As long as you sand down what's there in the first place, as long as it's binding really well, then you're okay. But like you said at the beginning of this conversation, if it's peeling, it's got to come off, all of it.
Right. The money pit.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.